We're glad that you're here in the Lord's house today on this Sunday before Thanksgiving. I'm going to read to you Psalm 100, which is one of the greatest psalms of praise that we have. Our students in Sunday school, our students in Santa Rosa Christian School all learn this passage of Scripture multiple times throughout their tenure in school. But I want you to listen as I read this beautiful psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. You know, there are such encouragements that are given to us in this section. Number one, that we're to be a singing people. As we serve the Lord with gladness, we're to sing. Not only are we to be a singing people, we're to be a thankful people. We are to thank Him for all that He has done. We are to be a recognizing people. It says He is the one that created us, not we ourselves. That throws out all of the nonsense that's taught in public schools and throughout the university systems of America that says that we evolved. That's a denial of Psalm 100. For it says here very clearly, it is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. And that's where the devil goes right to the point. God wants us to be a recognizing people. And the devil said, I don't want him to recognize you, God. And so what does he do? He plants a lie. And the lie grows. And the lie becomes a part of the culture. Because he wants to deny God the recognition that's due his name. And there's to be an understanding, people. We are to understand that the Lord, He alone is good. And that His mercy is everlasting. As a matter of fact, in the Hebrew, that is not there. His mercy everlasting. It's one thought. His mercy everlasting. It's not necessarily that it is everlasting, but it's the point that the mercy never ceases. For all eternity, mercy will continue on. How? I'm there. A sinful, rotten sinner, saved by the grace of God, allowed to be in heaven. That's mercy. And that mercy will endure forever. God allowing a lost sinner, saved by His Son, to live with Him for all eternity. Mercy doesn't end when the rapture comes. Mercy continues on, and His grace continues on. And not only that, His truth continues on. It endureth to all generations. The truth of this book will continue. It'll never be set aside. The truth of this book will continue on through the ages because it's the testimony of a person. And that person is Jesus Christ. And that person will continue on and will never end. He has no beginning and He has no end. And so this wonderful psalm here, given to us as a gift, it is no wonder that it was the psalm of the pilgrims. It is no wonder that it's been the psalm of the martyrs as they went to the gallows or to the rod to be burned or whatever punishment they were going to have to endure, they went with thanksgiving in their heart because they knew that in just a few moments they would be standing in the presence of their wonderful Lord. You don't enter into His presence without a thankful heart. You don't enter into His presence without a singing heart and an understanding heart and a discerning heart. And so at this Thanksgiving time, I want to encourage you to reflect upon a person, not upon things, but upon the person of thanksgiving, and that is our blessed Lord Jesus Christ.